Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You've hit the spot. The place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Put your thinking caps on, because the conversation starts now. All right, here we go. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You at the Spizzot, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests, there she is, are sharp, and the responses are never dull. We down in, you in Alabama or Georgia? Where you at?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia, I can't get it straight.
Oh, it's good.
But it's Kristen Marie Lewis. We're going to talk about redefining life coaching. Brains, now I'm going to keep it 100 with you, and I know that she's cool with it. She's going through it right now. Okay?
Yes.
Going through right now. So before we even get started, if you are down there in Georgia, Augusta, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you got a nice little apartment or a back granny flat, hook her up.
Yes.
Her apartment was just wiped out, and the cotton-picking landlord is not giving her no love. She's a hard worker. She's a life coach. She's got her own cleaning business. She just needs a hand up. She ain't asking for a handout. Yeah. So contact her right away. I'm going to put all of her information in the back, or contact me. I'm serious, Brains. Some of y'all got something going on, and help her out. Okay, help her out. All right, so that's the first thing. The second thing is we're going to talk about her resilience. Brains, she survived Hurricane Katrina. I don't know how in the world she did it, because I was cringing here in California. They had to evacuate my 300-pound sister-in-law via helicopter. And then when the people came to San Diego, I did the intake for the American Red Cross, and they were not treated with dignity and respect as much as they should have been. You know, white folks was telling the black folks, go around to the back. No, I take that back. The white folks was telling the white folks to go around to the back, and telling the black folks at the front door, there was no services available. They weren't open. Okay, these people were completely flooded out. Then she got kicked out of school for defending herself. She had to move from New Orleans to Georgia. She ain't know nobody in Georgia. She had to reinvent her life. But you know what she did? She's got resilience. And we're going to help her one more time. We're going to help her find a really cute little apartment somewhere. And I'm going to have to come down there and visit her.
You know it, April, you know it.
You know what? She told me that she had respect for me. And you know, that just did something for my heart, because respect is something that you earn. You don't just give that. And I have a lot of respect for her too, and her tenacity. Yeah. So again, she's taken all of this and she's pouring it into redefining life coaching. She's got the nerve, the wherewithal, and the bandwidth to support somebody else through troubling times. So thank you for being here on the edge with us, Kristen Marie. Tell us a little bit about how you show up in the world. I done told all your business now.
No, look, you done already said so much. I mean, where do I start, April? Oh my goodness. I'm loving it. Just excited to be here. I mean, I've been waiting for this moment. This is actually my first time like publicly putting myself out there. You know, people seeing me talk and you know, go about things and expressing my journey. And everything that I've gone through, and the way that I show up in life is just, you know, go big or go home. So, you know, the brains are serious, right? So
that's right.
When you think about it, you know, it's a mind over matter thing, and it's always head over heart's decisions. A lot of things can be misleading for you when you get hit with a ton of bricks, right? And it just throws you through a loop and it gets you all round up and everything, but you have to find that piece at some point to pull it together and come back to focus. And so I channel all of my energy into my thoughts and ideas for businesses. So right now, even though like this is obviously my second business that I had formed, Redefine Life Coaching, up and going, Sparkle Made Cleaning Services is my first business. It's been in business 3.5 years, up and still going. Still making money, still got clients, and it's going great. I'm ready to elevate and scale up into my employees, the platform, for commercial cleaning and contracts as well.
That's perfect, and
in my brain, like right now, I can tell you it through the times of trouble, I spent so much time researching the ideas. I get excited about this part, but I spent so much time researching so many ideas and finding so many different ways, because you just get tired of not having enough. You get tired of things going left. And I have 10 businesses up and going just in my brain right now, planned out, paperwork down, already that just written out. I've already searched the different platforms that I may need for payroll, for as employees showing up, you know, for work, or if it's for my life coaching, rather. I've already had it set up for, you know, my payments, to make my clients feel comfortable. I have new packages coming out. They're coming soon. One is called a 30-Day Habit Crusher, and the other one is called Begin It to Live It. 30-Day Habit Crusher is going to be faith-based. It's going to be module about making not just any type of choice in life, but we're looking at choices based on where God is with you spiritually, and knowing how to go through things and make the conscious decisions that you need to make based through Him, and not just what anyone brings to you in the world, or what happens to you in the world, but stepping outside of the world and into your own box for a second with Him, and well, stepping, you know, in. You know.
But stepping into it, sometimes you step in shit. Okay? And stuff happens.
Yeah.
You got to clean your feet off and change your shoes and socks. And step into something else. But it's moving in that direction. Everybody doesn't have your resilience. Everybody doesn't have your wherewithal. You've been, again, like you said, hit with a ton of bricks, and you've come up victorious. What do you say to the person that's just down on their luck right now, and they just, you know, they just want to give up and give in? So, Kristen Marie, what would you say to, you know, that chick, you know, young Black woman, young white woman, young Asian woman, Mexican, anybody.
That well, it don't matter.
Yeah, because you know what? It's not just one particular category of people. It's all
people. No.
Or it could be a young man, you know, that's struggling out there, and he's tired of hustling on the street. He wants to start a business. Where do they begin? How do you start coaching that person into entrepreneurship? Because you look at it, okay? You say, young Black man, just getting out of jail. Who's going to hire you? You know, they're going to look back at your record and they say, oh, okay, you went for armed robbery. Well, you might have had to do some armed robbery to get some milk and diapers or to pay your rent. I get that. But you could be a photographer. You could be a gardener. You could be a driver. What do you say to that person? How do they get a foothold? How do they begin?
Well, I mean, to be honest, April, where it all begins is with self-confidence, okay, and self-encouragement. You can't be so caught up in your head and in doubt in your head, or letting those thoughts take over you, where it's like, you know, one minute you're like, yes, I can do this. The next minute it's like, no, but what are people going to think of me? Or how should I approach this? Or what if it's not the right way? There's no such thing as a right way when it comes to God and the way that you foresee things for yourself. The reason that you're seeing these visions, the reason that you're getting these feelings, you're getting these chills, is because you're going in the right direction. And it don't matter what your circumstance was before you started thinking about going in that direction. You keep going forward with it because it's all about the process. Everything is a process, and there's no getting past the process. You just have to go through it. You have to weather the storm. You have to weather the tears, the blood, the shed of the sweat, the lonely nights, the just not knowing how to even wrap your head around it. You're going to go through all of that, but to be able to stay strong in the midst of it and just keep your eye on the prize. Don't focus on the curveball. Keep your eye focused on where you are going and know that you're going to get there no matter what. I can tell you now, crazy thing before this interview, a lot has been going on for us, not just the apartment, right? You're looking at, for example, things that have not happened in my business. You're looking at, I had maybe four disputes for no reason, right, out of nowhere. And I say that because these people were trying to dispute for money, for funds that were already paid for services ahead of time and a while ago, and they were supposed to receive the services. And you come back and you say, hey, you know, I'm still here, you know, can you help me now? But your time has passed, and I haven't heard from you, you know. But what I'm getting at with this, you know, I won't make it a long story about that, but what I'm getting at with this is that these things have not happened to me before. When you see things that start happening in your business or in the path or platform, wherever you're trying to go, you're doing something right. The enemy wants to stop you from getting ahead. He will throw anything out there to stop you from getting ahead. It does not matter. In this time, I've had days of trying to go to work, and I'm trying to pay my hotel fee, and they're telling me they don't see the payment, but it's come out of my account. Now I'm running late for a client. You know, it's all going to come at you, and you have to be strong enough to get in your brain. You say, I'm not going to let it control me.
You got to be able to bounce back and figure out how you're going to respond. That's exactly. The big thing with me is the response, Brad. Right. Do I fly off the handle? Do I start cussing people out? Do I start crying? None of that. The first thing you do is pump your brakes and take a deep breath and say,
exactly.
Okay. And greet the situation. Hello, situation. How are you?
Right.
And then have a conversation with the situation. You know, situation, mm-hmm. Okay, so now, what is your position? What is my position? What are my options? What are my choices? Because you have choices, or do I just sit and be still?
Well, here's the thing for me. Here's the thing for me, April. You know, I hate when people try to say that they can't or they don't have a possibility, they don't have a way. When I tell you, baby, when I tell you there is always a way, there is always a way. I've been put in situations where it wasn't no way. I had to literally make a way. I don't know if we put this out here yet. So let's go into where I was, you know, obviously I had lost my job due to COVID back in 2020. And here we are where I had just got my apartment, just now getting out on my own, coming from an abusive relationship. And lose my job, and a week later, I get served with a petition for legitimation and full custody of my son. So looking at that, so then it's like, well, damn, okay. Now I got rent due, I got lights due, water bill, you got car note, and it's like no funds are coming in. Like nothing's coming in at that point. What do you...
It's a coin drop. I was asking... some kids that I know, and I said, so when you go to pay your bills, every, you know, 14, 13, 14, 15, I said, so what's your priority? How do you prioritize your bills? And they told me, they said, well, I pay my lights and gas and my water. And I was like, you pay that first? Well, that was a clear indication that their lights, gas, and water has been turned off numerous times. I said, no, baby, what you want to do is you want to pay the roof over your head first. I said, and then everything else is secondary. Stay up in the house, funky and hungry. Okay. I said, but what you can do is you want to be sure to have a roof over your head. So it's hard.
Exactly.
And it's so expensive to live. Now, you know, I live in California. We ain't even going to talk about. They look at us and say, oh, there's a new tax.
Yeah. Right.
But then you look at these other states where I am really kind of seeing and feeling, I don't know, I just got a download that the Lord is going to provide you with your own piece of real estate, your own property, that you don't have to worry about nobody doing nothing, and you will be able to be a blessing to other people and let them come into your space. So you started this cleaning business, and that was pretty resourceful because, you know, you got kicked out of school, so you went and got a GED. Some people just say, you know what, I got kicked out of school, I don't care, I'm done with it. You stay consistent. How do you stay there and still be humble? Because, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, I've made it, girl. I done, you know, I'm this, I'm that. I don't have to, you know, bow down to nobody else. I don't have to be submissive. Mm-hmm. You know, I done made it. You know, but what goes up must come down. How do you level off and how do you stay humble when you get to the point of accomplishment?
Honestly, once you get to the point of accomplishment, especially when God was a big part of this accomplishment, you're not gonna want to be that way. And it's not to say that people can't change and go that route. It's just that for me, what keeps me very humble and grounded are the experiences that I've went through. Because knowing that, okay, at one point of time I didn't have a car. Okay, at one point of time I couldn't pay for it. At one point of time, you know, I couldn't even get an apartment at all. You know what I'm saying? I just wasn't simply gonna qualify due to credit. You know. Always keep that in mind, no matter how far you go. Take that with you. That gives you the ammo to work on your next thing, to stay in it, stay humble about it, and still help others in the midst of it and, you know, accomplish and achieve their dreams as well. What I will say is what can be challenging is that when you're making a transition, or say you're going from one business to the other, it could be one job or another. It doesn't really matter. What happens is that, you know, mentally you start to cram up a little bit again, almost as if you've never done it before again, right?
Your booty get tight.
Yeah, you get. Look, you have to go back through like, oh yeah, I did do this before. Yeah, I did make it through that. You have to consistently remind yourself so that when you're going through this new venture that you're more open to. It's like, okay, if I sold this before, I can definitely sell candles now, or right. I can definitely sell, you know, right. my product or service, whatever that it is that I've created, because I've already done it before. I've been through the challenge before. And that's what got me with, honestly, my coaching business, right? Because I was just so into the cleaning business thing. I'm like, yes, I did this, nailed it. It's going good. And then it's like, wait, hold on. You know, coach is kind of foreign. You know, I don't really, right, you know, I ain't really did all that yet, you know?
Right. So but you know to... what? You turn your pain into your payday. So tell me a little bit about, okay, you were saying to me in the green room that when you started your cleaning business, you went organically. You went to GoDaddy and you started your website. Then you went and got your landing page. Then you went, did you go over to the 99 cent store and get all your cleaning stuff?
No, honestly, crazy enough, when I started, for some reason, I started getting move out cleanings, and people were moving that were military or had a certain background, and they would just give me supplies.
Wow. So what happened and how did you feel when you got your first paying client that said, you know what, I'm going to pay you for this? How did you feel?
Oh, man, when I tell you, I went in her house. Her name was Miss Carolyn. I'll never forget her. Went in her house, went to go do her quote. I was so excited when I got the call. I think I got the call maybe 2 days prior. I go in there and me and her are talking, and I'm telling you, I am shaking beyond my wits on the inside. I'm just like, oh man, like, am I really going to nail this? Am I really going to nail this? And so when she says yes to the price, I quoted her $200 to do her house. At the time she had a 3-bed, 2-bath or so. And when I told her, she's like, okay. And I'm in my brain, I'm like, oh,
I know.
Girl, when I tell you I got ready to walk out, she was like, okay, well, I'll see you when you come back. I'm so damn nervous. I done dropped the keys on her floor while I'm walking out. I'm like, dang. And I get to the car and I'm like, yes. And this literally happened, like I said, before the unemployment actually kicked in. So I actually started making money off of myself to go ahead and get my situation under control ahead of time. And so I'm like, well, hell, well, that's at least 200, you know, every couple of weeks. So, you know, that's something. That's better than nothing. I was happy about it. I'm like, shoot, that goes towards some bill, go towards internet, whatever I chose to put it to, right?
But see, this is what I tell entrepreneurs. Once you taste that blood, baby, you like a vampire. You're going to bleed out.
Oh.
You're going to bleed out because there's going to be some no's. Now, did you also have situations where you pitched your cleaning service and people said, no, you know, maybe that's too expensive, or I'm not interested, or you weren't feeling the vibe? Did you get some no's as well?
Honestly, it wasn't so much that, are you saying at first or just overall in general?
At first,
I can tell you, like, you know, over time in business, yeah, you got different situations that come up. No, at first, really, it was me, being very selective. And you're like, how do you be selective and you need to make money? No, because all money is not good money.
That's right.
And every person ain't right to work with. Mm-hmm. And God will show you that, you know? And so I'm very selective. I kind of peep game at first. I go in, I meet them, you know, see what their house is like, you know, obviously whether it's cleaner or not, or less cleaner, whatever, that doesn't matter. I'm looking at the deeper point of the person's spirit, okay, and how it will align with mine. And is this a good relationship going forward that we can build where I'm coming into your home? You know, I'm coming to provide your service, but not only that, you start to look at me as like a family friend, you know, and that's really what it is, because you got the kids involved, you know, you got family members coming over, looking around Christmas time, they're like, hey, we need this clean.
And another thing, I'm real, my housekeeper, baby, I'm real particular. You touching my things, your energy, your energy is aligning, okay?
Yes.
I had a dynamite cleaning lady, but they broke something. And so my thing was like, and things happen. I break things too. but have some integrity and say, you know what, Miss April, I broke this, that, but then you're going to try to slide out like, I don't know what's going on. Now we got an integrity thing. Okay? We got an integrity thing. And that's all I'm saying. I had some.
And that's a fear for a lot of clients. It really is. And I do get that where, you know, people will talk to me and they'll tell me their experiences before, but it's, I don't know, it's almost like this aurora around me or this attraction. What? And I'm not talking physical. I'm talking just to my mindset. Once they get to talking to me, they feel me out and they're like, man, Kristen, I'm not worried about her. They're like, I'll be back. I'm going to the store. They close the door, leave me at the house, all of that. They see that all of their stuff is always there. I ask them if they want me to touch certain things, particularly for me. I don't touch big glass items. Not saying not because I don't have the insurance to cover it, but let's be honest, it's still work, right? On my end to go and have to file this, and then my premium goes up, all that good stuff. And then they're without their original product or their original sculpture or whatever it was that was broken, right? Magnet, whatever it is. And there's no telling where they got it from, right? And if they can get that back, what if that was a memory? You know, you don't know. I mean, sometimes money just can't compensate.
Right.
You know, for
right.
what it was.
Right.
So you want to be like extra careful. So when it comes to me, if I feel like I can't touch it or it might break or something, I'm like, hey, look, you want to clean this off yourself or you want to take it all out for me? And then, you know, we could put it back in together. I mean, like, how would you like to do it?
Again, like you said, you some things are irreplaceable. That could have been your great grandmothers and all that. So I get that. And so people should respect the fact that, you know what, okay, I'm careful. But I don't know what's going to happen. But you're careful in other ways. You're careful and you're selective about the people that you work with. Tell me about the ideal client that you have for your coaching program.
The ideal client for the coaching program is it has to be someone who's open to more. You're already in that mindset that you are open to becoming, like actually becoming what you've been thinking or what you've been dreaming of. I'm not saying that you can't come to me, right, and have a lesser confidence. We can get that confidence up, baby. No problem. You hang around me, you get that confidence up for sure. But I need to know at least minimally that you are willing to go through and try and implement yourself in the best way possible that I tell you. If I say, hey, look, you know, you're trying to become this photographer. Okay, well, let's go ahead and do like, you know, some portfolio pictures just of people, you know, put them on a schedule, and you may not, you know, charge them but $50 at first, right? But you're getting that portfolio under your belt, right? For when you get ready to actually launch it and put it out there to the bigger crowd, you know, for weddings or whatever it is that you decide to do. Okay. You have to start small. And the biggest problem too is that people in their mindset, they want to go big already. But you have to start somewhere.
You have to start somewhere. And you know what? I'm a big dreamer. Okay. I dream, girl, to Pluto and back. I really do. But like, but what you have to do is, and you have to be very specific. People talk about, oh, manifestation. You can manifest some bull janky. Okay. And it ain't good. You have to be clear. You have to be specific. You got to be able to take a no.
No
is a complete sentence, because that is a warning sign. That is something that is saying, okay, this may not be right for you. This is a warning. This is a bad person. Like you said, this might be bad money. That's fine. You step back. You have to reinvent yourself over and over and over again. I'm 61 years old. And I reinvent myself. Yes, girl, I reinvent myself.
No, you don't have the whole healthy...
With the hair, with the glasses, with everything.
We're 40 today. We 40.
Okay. But it's mind over matter. And if you don't mind, it don't matter. And I tell my kids, you know, in life, there are situations where you're going to have to pay for it. Okay. But that's still a cheap lesson.
Oh, yeah.
You had to go through all of that situation with, you know, your child's father, you know, being evicted or, you know, you know, just going through that, trying to find a job. But it all made you the woman that you are today, because now you got a testimony. And that's what I tell people. You got to have a testimony. There's people
You
right
got
there
to.
That is four-stage cancer girl that's on their last leg and about to shout out
And
the
you
Holy
gotta
Ghost.
still be in mentally, you gotta still be holding on. You the only time that you let go or you flatline, and any I don't care what the situation is when you flatline on yourself.
Right.
And the biggest thing for me too is that when you're making a sacrifice, you even with God, He wants something from you. Nothing in life is free, and it's not even free with Him. You got to show that you're worthy of this blessing that you're willing to receive. You asked me for this. Okay, so let me put you in a given situation and circumstance. What are you going to do to show me that you are the person that I'm supposed to give this to? Not that He don't want to give it to us. Not that He doesn't deem you already worthy in His heart, His mind, in the way that He created you. He know what He created you for. But are you ready? It's like He's not going to put you out there into something that you're not ready for. All for you to get that $1 million and spend it all in a week, you know,
right.
All for you to get
tricking out
this
on handbags and shoes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm about
and
to say these girls get these $5,000 purses. I bet you they ain't got $1 in it, you know. But now let's talk about you and love and relationships. You know, that's tough. You're a very strong-willed woman. You're very determined. It's hard to find somebody that is evenly yoked. Because we don't want no sloppy seconds, okay? We want somebody that I can have a conversation with that is going to respect your tenacity, that is going to help push you forward.
Right.
What are some of the characteristics that you're looking for in your superhero?
Superhero? I don't know. I mean, I guess God's always been my go-to superhero, and He's always been my everything. Not to contradict any relationships that I've had before, I can say now as a strong businesswoman that, you know, we're not looking for anything. It's just more so how you approach us, how you come at us. You have to compliment what I do. You can't just come just half step in any kind of way and think that I'm just supposed to fall in love with you all, you know, just all that. I can't do it. Now, what I like is how can I say, it's more like an even tone thing here where, okay, I'm doing me, I'm a business owner. I have a couple businesses, whatever. I would prefer to have a business owner, but what I have learned in life too, is nothing wrong with someone that has a 9-to-5. And because
girl,
at a certain
W-2
point in time, as you get
consistent.
Older,
that's what I said.
But
W-2 is consistent, baby. He got the
no,
money coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's still consistency, but not just on the financial tip. It's more about how you treat me. So that's what started to really, as I got older, and now that I'm, you know, about to be 30, that's what's making more sense and speaking to me now is that, I can't even believe it sometimes. But
exactly, you know, and I've been married longer than you've been alive. I've been married 39 years.
Don't do me like that.
Yeah, but no, 39 years I've been married to Mr. Magnificent. And let me tell you, he
brings
the frame. Yes, he does. He thanks me for everything. You know, I cook dinner for him. That's what I feel I should be doing. Baby, thank you for cooking my dinner. You know,
look,
thank
you need
for,
to say thank you. Like, I took my time out to do this.
Trash cans. Thank you for cutting the grass. It's the simple thing. I'm looking at these.
It's the little things that matter.
I got these the other day with a beautiful card.
Look at that. Yeah.
But not for no
reason. That's cute.
And the woman in the grocery store asked him, she said, "What did you do?" He said, "I didn't do nothing.
He didn't have to."
He said,
"Oh my God.
I didn't wake up and love her." That's it.
Yes.
So it's how you treat people. But it's a key indicator. Listen to a man and how he treats his mother, how he treats his sister, because that's a key indicator of how he going to treat you.
Of a You know, I'm not going to go with you. You get to talk a certain way to them. You ain't talking that way to me.
You
you're
ain't
not
talking
going
that way to
way
me,
with me
and putting your hands on me and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, but no, yeah.
The strongest
for sure.
woman is, as my mother always says, is the child that's got his own. So if you have your independence, they have their independence, and we create a codependency, that's
we
great.
Come together.
Never forget.
But I'm not just giving up my independence and coming in and hoping and praying that you're going to just take care of me. I'm so sorry.
No,
we cannot
do
that.
Can't
I will not back down. I'm not giving up anything. Okay, when you come to me, you need to already have your stuff together.
Absolutely,
okay?
Absolutely.
And where we can
you know
take
what?
Care
and
of
I,
each
and
other.
I'll back down on that a little bit because sometimes people are trying to get, like you're trying to regroup. Okay. Sometimes people are trying to regroup, but I better see some effort behind it. I better see some steam behind that engine, baby, because you ain't
But
gonna
that's
come
what
in
I'm
up there like
saying.
lunch meat with me.
Exactly. You better be on a regroup. I mean, you better be willing to take on the challenge. Like, I have not stopped. I have not backed down from this challenge. I'm going to get through it yet again, as God served me right, just like I always have. So even if someone's down on their luck, I'm not judging that. No, I've never judged that, because it's too much like judging myself. And I need to be saying, hey, Kristen, you know, you done messed up, okay? But exactly right. So, but what I, like you were saying, and what I say to that is, as long as they're being, like, you know, consistent with it, like they're following through still with their goals, they're not giving up on anything, they're just staying at it, you know, and they're actually going to get that result. I don't need someone who's gonna be lying, talking to, and like, you still doing it, you had
yeah,
it,
talking
what you
out
said
the
you
side
were gonna
of,
do.
talking out the side of their neck. Okay,
And then,
and then
you
they
want me to
neck
be,
over here. Mm-mm.
And then they holler about, oh, but we done got to know each other over this time. I don't
Yeah, just I was like, baby, give me one more chance. Give me one more
Oh,
chance.
hell
No,
no.
no, 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 no. All your chances has run out. But
They
however,
gone.
and again, like I said, we all are gonna go through something. You know, we don't have to be hardcore, but I need to see again some steam behind that engine. So let me ask you a few fun
Yes.
questions before we conclude. If you were that appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
Oh, what appliance would you say if I was an appliance in the kitchen? Oh my goodness. I would have to say, okay, I have to be the stove.
You want to be the stove? Wait.
I like fire. I had to be the stove.
So, see, I'm the complete polar opposite. I want to be the refrigerator so I can chill.
Oh yeah.
I can
I
chill.
Love that.
I can keep it cool. I can keep it fresh. I can keep it crisp. I hold the margaritas. I got ice
all
water.
That.
I love all that. All that. If you had three magical wishes, three wishes, anything, what would they be?
Oh, three wishes? Oh man, I say the three wishes I would have would be, oh my goodness, I would have to say to become the first millionaire in my family.
Okay.
To have a family of my own, and be with a man that I can actually have another kid with, that's not going to try to take my kid from me, that sees the woman that I am, that's not going to hurt me and do it out of spite, because that's basically what that was, because now I'm not able to fully raise my own son the way that I want to, you know, because he has obviously not just the co-parenting of his dad and the girlfriend, you know, or his fiance rather, but is really just like, you know, he's not with me full time the way that I want to be that influence to him. And then thirdly, biggest wish, I have to say, let me just live as long as I can so I can change and make as much impact as I can while I'm here. Because I know that's what God want me to do.
All right. If you were a car, what kind of car would you be?
Oh, Lambo.
And people laugh. I want a 1968 VW van. Okay.
What?
With
that's
the hippie
what you
flowers
want
on it, a mattress in the back. You know, back in the day, I would have had a bong.
April, what in the world?
I do, because I just want to take it easy. I just want to live in hippy dippy. I just want to just be cool. If you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
A white tiger.
Really? Because they're exotic and rare?
Oh, yeah. Just like me.
Yeah. You know what I'd be? I'd be the
would
party
you?
Animal.
You'll be the party.
I'd be the party animal in the back.
Look,
of that.
Like switch the hats, all that.
Turn it all that. Turn it up.
Yes.
What would you say? You're 30 now. What would you say to an 18 or 19 year old Kristen Marie Lewis?
18 or 19 year old. I would just tell them, look, focus on yourself. I hate to say it, but have less friends as possible. You don't want much influence around you. your ideas and the way you perceive your life and how you want things to go for you, because a lot of that can take a toll. You know, being a teenager coming into an adult, you know, because you're like, well, you feel like you need all this validation or clarification from others, and you really don't. And, you know, from sitting in a standpoint now, I mean, you obviously don't realize that at first, but if I can catch you early and you're listening to me, focus on yourself, do whatever it is that you want to do. Respect your parents. Number one, please respect them by any cost, and make sure you start saving something now.
Exactly.
Start saving something right now. I don't care what your parents got for you. Open up your own little savings account. You know, you're old enough to do it. Go to the bank and say, hey, I want to just, you know, even if you're working a little job, keep putting something in or keep feeding it. Keep feeding it. Okay. That's going to balance you out later, whether you choose a career path or you choose to become an entrepreneur. You got money under your belt for the investment line of your career, no matter what it is. So, exactly. You know,
exactly.
Parents can only do so much.
And always have a side hustle.
Even always have a side hustle.
W-2 employee, which is very honorable. You know, everybody wants to be this big entrepreneur. You can be entrepreneur. You know, it's not easy being an entrepreneur. You heard what Chris
said.
You got to start with the website. You got to get a client. You got to get somebody that's going to trust you.
You got to go through getting a logo, branding, putting your name out there, marketing, advertising, SEO. You go through the works, okay?
Absolutely. And so you have to figure out, you know, really what is
the
best.
Choir, Abel, because I had to do all of that. And I do it all myself, too.
So, Kristen, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. If they want to work with you, they want to be mentored by you, coached by you, they need their house cleaned by you, or they got that really cute apartment that they're ready for you to move into.
Yes, you can definitely reach me for the life coaching business. It's redefinelifecoaching.com. So that's redefinelifecoaching.com. Then you have redefinelifecoaching@gmail.com for the coaching business. And if you just want to reach me in general in regards to the aspect of, you know, the housing situation and helping me get placed and getting better, that email would be kristenlewis213@gmail.com. So,
well, I would invite you to come out to California, but girl, I tell you, it's plenty of places to clean, but you ain't going to be charging $200. You're going to be charging $500.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
your
rent
is going to be $2,500.
So look, you know it. The more you make, the more you got to spend. So.
Absolutely. Well, it has been such a pleasure talking to you out there by the pool. Tell them, them little people out there that I'm glad that they're having a good time, and I'm glad to see a smile on your face, that you are bent, but you are not broken, and that you have a lot of tenacity, and I will be keeping in close contact with you. So thank you so much. Brains.
For sure.
I got to find a postcard. Girl, I get so excited.
Look, well, thank you, April.
Absolutely. I want you to go in, Brains, right here and like, love, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you get your podcasts. That's where I'm serving it up. And also, again, just really kind of look back on your life. Look back on some of the things that you've had to overcome, that you've had to edit and filter, because we didn't all start at this. Even if you got generational wealth, you still got to struggle. There's going to be a struggle. It's going to be your health. It's going to be your heart, your relationships. Something is going to come up. So you need a cheerleader. You need somebody in there that's going to be in your corner, that's been there, done that, and wearing the t-shirt. And there she is right there. Thank you so much, baby, for being on the edge. I appreciate you and value you, and I wish you all the best.
Look, much love, April, always. You know it.
Bye, Brains.
Bye, hun.